When you have a massive video game character, I mean, someone who has really defined a whole generation of gaming, and they're making a live action show, well, that casting announcement becomes an event.
Oh, it's more than an event. It's a moment of collective anxiety for millions of fans.
Exactly. Everyone is just waiting, holding their breath to see if Hollywood gets it spectacularly right or just painfully wrong.
And we're not talking about just any character here. When that figure is Kratos, the Ghost of Sparta, a guy who went from, a screaming demigod of pure rage to this weary, stoic father, the stakes are just so much higher.
Right, you're casting an entire
An
mythology.
emotional reservoir that spans decades.
And that's the challenge. That is what we're diving into today. This is all about the explosive flurry of rumors around who is going to play Kratos in Amazon's God of War series. Our sources are really pointing to one specific actor who just happens to be everywhere right now on a massive press tour.
And what's so fascinating here isn't just the actor, but the machinery behind it. How a company like Amazon manages, or, sometimes completely mismanages, public expectation for something this huge. The materials you've given us really dig into the tough casting logistics, the fan expectations, and honestly, the lessons from other video game shows.
So our mission today is really for you listening. We want to cut right through all that noise. So when you hear the next rumor or maybe the actual announcement, you'll have the briefing. The real objective arguments for and against the lead contender. We want you to be the most informed person in the room on this. Okay, so let's start where all these modern conspiracies seem to begin. A weird update on the internet. What exactly kicked this whole firestorm off?
Well, the trigger was something that honestly should have been dismissed right away, but the context gave it legs. For a very, very brief time, the cast credits on the official IMDb page for God of War were updated.
And let me guess who was listed as Kratos.
Alan Ridgeson. Right there in black and white.
A digital slip-up that just spiraled. And we all know IMDb can be edited by, well, pretty much anyone with an internet
We
connection.
do. And the entry was scrubbed just hours later. It was corrected so fast it almost seemed like panic. But not before screenshots were, everywhere.
You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
Not a chance. Once it's on Reddit, on Twitter, it's permanent. Deleting it that fast just makes people believe it was real.
Okay, so if we're supposed to take IMDb with a huge grain of salt, why did this specific post about this specific actor get such a huge reaction?
It's all about the timing. The timing and the visibility. Richardson's in the middle of this massive global press tour for Reacher. His face, his name, that imposing physical presence, it's everywhere.
So this wasn't some random actor being linked to the role.
Not at all. This was a high-profile guy who had already, months ago, said he'd love to play the part. So you have to ask the big question. Was this a genuine catastrophic mistake by some Amazon intern who hit publish too soon? Or, and this is the prevailing theory in the sources, was this a calculated, controlled leak?
A controlled leak. So Amazon testing the waters.
Exactly. You drop a piece of information like that right in the middle of this press tour. You generate a massive conversation without ever officially committing to anything. They get to see the public reaction instantly.
And if it's bad.
If the reaction is overwhelmingly negative, they just point to IMDb being open source and deny, deny, deny. It's maximum hype with zero accountability.
So, whether it was a slip up or a strategy, the conversation is now all about Richson. And we have to be honest, casting the Norse era Kratos it's a unique
It
challenge.
really is. It's maybe an unprecedented one.
You need someone who looks like he can believably fight gods, but you also need him to have that capacity for that subtle micro acting, that silent father-son dynamic is everything.
That's the tension. The whole new saga is built on that tension, power and restraint. And when you look at Richson purely from a production and logistics angle, the argument for him gets really strong, really fast.
Let's start with the obvious then, the physicality. Kratos is a god. Richson is a very, very large human. What are we talking about factually?
Well, he's a physical anomaly in Hollywood today. He's 6'2", and he's consistently over 240 pounds of lean muscle. That isn't just for a role, that's just him.
And that size is a huge asset for the production,
A
right?
massive one. It saves them time and money.
How so?
Think about it. Most actors in these kinds of roles need, a muscle suit under the costume or a ton of digital enhancement in post-production, CGI to make them look bigger.
Which costs a fortune and can look fake.
It can look floaty, artificial. Richson just shows up looking like that. That means the practical effects, the fighting, it all feels more grounded, more real.
So the budget for CGI muscles can go to, say, better monster effects.
Exactly. Or better location shooting. It adds to that prestige drama feel they're going for.
But like you said, Norse Kratos isn't just a brute. This is where the whole Reacher factor comes in. He's great at acting without speaking.
And that's a perfect match for where the character is now. The Kratos of the new games isn't the screaming maniac from the Greek saga.
No, he's tired. He's trying so hard to hold it all in.
He's a restrained warrior, full of guilt. And Richson has absolutely proven in Reacher he can play that specific brand of dangerous calm. That stoicism is the emotional core of the whole story.
And then there's the passion factor. We saw this with Henry Cavill in The Witcher. He was a gamer, he loved the lore, and it showed. Does Richson have that?
It seems like he does. He's a self-proclaimed gamer. He's been very open about it. He was asked about the fan casting, and he said he'd love to play Kratos, that he's a fan of the games.
And that matters.
It matters a lot. You want someone who respects the material, not just an A-lister collecting a paycheck. That passion translates into the little details that fans will notice.
Okay, so now we have to shift gears. We have to talk about the biggest obstacle, the elephant in the room.
Christopher Judge.
To millions of fans, he is Kratos. He's the voice. He's the motion capture artist. He won awards for the role. He embodies that character.
And that legacy is the biggest hurdle for Richson, or for any actor, really. The first thing people think of is the voice.
That deep, resonant baritone.
It's iconic. It's associated with Kratos' age, his power, his gravitas.
So what's the risk for Richson? He has a commanding voice, but it's not that voice if he tries to mimic it.
The risk is that he sounds like a parody, like a cheap imitation. You force your voice down to those subterranean levels, it can sound strained. And that would alienate the core audience immediately.
Yeah, that would be a disaster.
The vocal performance is just as important as the physical one. He'd need some serious vocal coaching to find a natural depth that honors Judge's work without just copying it.
But then you see all the fan campaigns online just saying, cast Christopher Judge. Why is Amazon almost certainly not going to do that?
And this brings us back to that hard reality check. The big difference between motion capture and live action television.
Right. Mocap is done in a studio.
In a controlled environment, yeah. It's broken into pieces. And Judge, who is now in his late 50s, often had stunt doubles for the really explosive action scenes.
And you just don't have that luxury in live action.
Not at all. For a show like this, your lead actor is on set, in costume, doing intense combat for 12 hours a day, for months, on some remote, difficult location. The physical toll is astronomical.
So Amazon is thinking about the long haul. Multiple seasons.
Exactly. They need an actor who is in their physical prime, someone who is sustainable for that kind of intense labor. It's why they're looking at a guy like Rich Atson, who's 40, versus Judge. It's not about talent. It's about the brutal logistics of production.
That makes a lot of sense, even if it's disappointing for fans to hear. But let's say the Richson leak is a total fake. Who else is in the conversation?
It usually circles back to the same couple of names. First, Dave Bautista.
Huge fan favorite. And he has the acting chops, for sure. You look at Dune or Blade Runner 2049.
He absolutely does. And the physicality is there. The problem is, he seems to be actively moving away from these kinds of roles. He wants to do more character-driven drama.
So a multi-season action franchise would be a step backward for him career-wise?
It probably would, based on what he's been saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't align with his current trajectory.
Okay, then we have to address the perennial rumor, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He has the size. No one can deny that.
Roar.
But he suffers from what you could call the Rock persona. Kratos is a character who needs the actor to completely disappear. You have to forget you're watching a movie star.
And The Rock is always The Rock.
Precisely. In almost every role, he's playing a version of himself. He has his signature quips, the eyebrow raise. If Kratos starts winking at the camera, the entire series just falls apart.
He's not a non-starter for a role that requires this level of sustained intensity and silence.
For prestige drama like this, yeah, he's a non-starter.
And what about the legacy fan cast, Triple H?
Look, he has the resemblance, especially from a few years ago, the beard, the muscle. But that's where it ends. He's a retired wrestler who's now a corporate executive. He just doesn't have the acting credentials to carry the emotional weight of a show like this.
So if they do go with Richson, they have some really good recent examples to follow. I mean, Amazon's own Fallout series, and of course, HBO's The Last of Us.
And those shows really established the golden rule for adapting video games.
Which is?
Success does not mean you need a carbon copy of the game character.
Okay, I have to push back a little there. Because people say they want the soul, not the copy. But remember the initial backlash to Pedro Pascal as Joel? The visual does seem to matter.
That's a great point. It does matter, especially at first. But the success of the show depends on emotional fidelity. Yes, people complain Pascal wasn't as big as Game Joel.
And then they watch the first episode.
And within that first episode, his performance, the pain, the weariness, that slow return to being a father, it completely overrode the physical difference. Richson has a huge advantage. He already has a visual part down. His entire focus, if he gets the role, has to be on conveying that internal pain and that stoic love. If he can nail the boy dynamic, the physical stuff is just a bonus.
So as we wrap this up and wait for the official word, what's the summary verdict on Alan Richson?
The verdict is that he is an undeniably compelling choice. He's the physical solution. He has the proven range for that quiet, simmering warrior type. And he seems to have a genuine passion for it.
He ticks every major box except one.
The voice. Exactly.
So the final takeaway for you listening at home is what?
It's this. When you hear the next rumor, don't focus on his muscle mass. That's the easy part. Listen for any details about his vocal coaching. The whole thing really hinges on their ability to translate that iconic voice and deep emotional history from mocap to the screen without it feeling like a cheap copy.
That transition is the real challenge. And that leads us to our final provocative thought for you. If Amazon really commits to the dramatic complexity of this Norse Kratos, which means long, grueling filming days, what parts of the game's brutal, physically impossible combat do they have to sacrifice or just completely reinvent to make it sustainable for a human actor, even one like Richardson, to perform season after season?